birds, no crickets. It's all gone so quiet.
insects. To me, they're like apples and oranges. They're very dissimilar. Not only their functions, but their what they look like, or what we think they look like. We know what insects look like, but well, some of us think we know what angels look like. At least they have pictures of them. Anyway, angels to me are kind of a lot like insects in that they have a lifespan. Although I guess angels live for a long, long time. Long, long, long time. And insects, sometimes it's very short, sometimes it's very long, and they get to be a real pain in the side. But angels are something, I think, of a myth. Maybe a myth is not the right word. It's a state of mind to the beholder of who an angel is and what an angel is and what an angel does for an individual or what an angel does for a group of people or let's call them believers. The angels are kind of neat because they do something for us. And if a person doesn't have a belief or something that he can hang his hat on, so to speak, in his thinking, it's very difficult to cope with life because there always has to be something, or there always should be something that, or someone that you can talk to, like in a lot of cases for the religious people, it's God. God is a wonderful person to talk to. God answers requests. God does a lot of things for us that we can't explain. He does and has done and will do in the future. Lots and lots of things for us that give us peace of mind and help us with the way of life. Well, then you look at insects and they're pretty much the same way. In my garden, I don't think it's angels. They kind of pain in the side. But they have their place in life. They have their function in the order of life. If it weren't for insects, I guess maybe we'd have an overabundance of food or something. I don't know. That wouldn't be too bad. Anyway, and the angels and insects, they're kind of a situation because they're in a way they're very dissimilar, but in another way they have a function in the life cycle, if that's the right word, or the way of life, the way that we go through life. And the angels, if you're a believer, and if you, I think most of us basically are, or at least we want to be. With insects, because we always think of insects as the enemy, and we want to put some kind of a killer on them, and we want to get rid of them. And so when we get rid of them, then the pansies grow nice. I know the sow bugs just tear the living daylights out of my pansies, but maybe the pansies weren't meant to be there. But anyway, I go get some more, and I put them right back there, but I put some insecticide in there first, and then I don't have any trouble with them anymore, so they've either gone next door or someplace else. But anyway, angels and insects, it could be kind of a difficult thing to talk about unless you kind of fantasize on those things.